Here we present an example of a simple A-B design. We have our two phases. The A phase is the baseline phase, which is separated from the B phase, the intervention phase, by the dotted phase line. We also have the y-axis scale and label, the x-axis scale and label, the participant identifier, and the phase labels. This graph shows the frequency of aggression on the y-axis and sessions along the x-axis. During baseline, aggression was occurring about 7 times per session, and then they put some intervention in place, and you see that the level of aggression dropped off to near 0 levels by the end of intervention. But this is only an A-B design, and therefore this relationship between the intervention and drop-off in aggression is just correlational. We haven't demonstrated a functional relationship between the treatment that was put in place and the effect on behavior, because we have to have a replication of these results in order to say that there was a true functional relationship. However, there are some limitations and time constraints that you might run into in clinical settings, where this might be the only design that you can use. But typically with research, you cannot use an A-B design and expect to have your data published, because you have not demonstrated experimental control over the behavior.